I imagine in the years to come, when we look back at the coronavirus outbreak, we'll all remember that shift to working from home. And as a result, we've seen a mass exodus away from Australia's business centres. So what does that mean for the future of the country's CBDs? Well, analysts are predicting billions of dollars could be wiped off the value of commercial office real estate. And it's led some companies to look at decentralising their operations, but others insist COVID-19 won't mean the end of the CBD office. Gavin Coote has been taking a look.
There's no problem social distancing in Lauren Truxas's workplace. With up to half of the nation's workforce at home now, the inner Sydney office tower her investment group's based in is mostly deserted.
It's definitely been quiet still. I'm seeing more people around the city. So it's been a bit of that calm before the storm of people coming back into the office and getting back into the thick of it.
Morning, Danny.
This building is home to hundreds of small companies who are part of a startup hub run by Fishburners. Its head of community, Henry Weaver, points out many of the people using this co-working space are freelancers who are among some of the hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic.
I don't know what the future holds for co-working. I think it's probably going to be a pretty good reset.
The work from home revolution has also meant a hit to the value of commercial office real estate. With office towers right across the major cities now mostly vacant, analysts are predicting billions of dollars will be wiped from their value, with Sydney and Melbourne to see the biggest falls. But IBISWorld senior industry analyst James Thompson says he's yet to see any major moves to sell underused property.
There are sort of some instances of companies have been giving up leases. As the year progresses, we might see some more downsizing and rising vacancy rates over the year.
And the many cranes still dotting the skylines might be a sign of some inner city activity, but James Thompson questions what demand there'll be for these new office towers.
We've got a fair bit of office property under construction. We're going to have, an increased supply at a time where there's maybe the demand's not going to be there. So we're likely to see an increase in vacancy rates, and probably rental prices will likely fall as well.
Thousands more workers are expected to head back to the big offices in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane from next week. And James Thompson argues there'll still be demand for floor space to meet social distancing requirements.
I think we'll likely see a lot of businesses maintain a CBD office and just have more employees working remotely.
As for the co-working business model, some expect to see a boom in demand for office space in the suburbs. Jim Groves is the founder of Rubberdesk, an Airbnb-style platform for flexible and shared office spaces.
Now we're starting to see the green shoots coming through of businesses looking, okay, well, what are we going to do as maybe restrictions are lifted or this becomes a long-term environment that we have to operate in? And so what we're starting to see now, there's the work from home, and then we're also seeing businesses looking for work near home options for their staff.
Back in the Fishburners startup hub, Henry Weaver isn't ready to write off Australia's inner city offices. He expects 70% of his members to return in the coming weeks and months.
The thing with co-working spaces is you need that sort of ecosystem of people around it. We're an economy that's built on people getting people into the cities, right? Be it bars, cafes, restaurants, hospos, that sort of stuff. So I think that will be the key for us.
Henry Weaver from the startup hub Fishburners, and Gavin Coote with that report.